This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool Tees. Watch and listen to this ad.
Nice.
She kept looking at us during the thing.
Oh, yeah. You got to look at the people when you do it.
Look at the camera. What are you doing?
This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool Tees. Watch. What?
No, what are you doing? What are you doing? You got to look at the people.
Camera. I'm looking at the camera.
Yeah.
You looked away.
Yeah,
you
looked away halfway through.
I was looking at the camera.
Hey, just try it one more time.
You guys are just mad that I'm doing it right. And that you guys have never done it right in your life.
We've done it right so many times.
I've done it more than anybody.
No, you do it wrong every time.
Watch this!
Thank you.
After you.
Hello, everyone.
I'm just going to take that side.
Oh.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? What's up? I was just trying to tell them about SundayCool.com.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I was.
What about them?
Well, it's coming near to the end of summer, and a lot of things are happening. A lot of people have been traveling. A lot of people are doing stuff.
Yeah.
And everyone needs shirts.
Yeah, they
do. Because the summer is coming to a close.
If you didn't have shirts, you'd just be naked.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so speaking of clothes, you need to go to SundayCool.com. Hey, don't get too close because then I'm going to be out of focus.
That's all right.
But if you go to SundayCool.com, you can order shirts, you can order stickers, hats, anything that you would need for your group or your business or your church, organization, whatever it may be. Y'all need to show your logo, your brand. And there's no better way to do that, to build your brand, than to go through SundayCool.com.
That's right.
Absolutely. What else do you got to say, Josh?
I actually didn't hear anything you said, so.
Well, you don't have to hear anything. You can just add on to what I was saying. Just say something.
Apparel boys, we know it. Put your shirts, they're all right on time.
Yeah, and also we just have a lot of different types of inks and processes that we would really like to share with you to make your apparel extra unique. Like this shirt, it's a puff print. You can actually really feel it, and it's a cool shirt. We can get you done literally whatever you want for you or your group. We can make it happen. Hey buddy, what are you doing?
This ad is too long now. We're wrapping it up right now.
Okay.
Why?
It is the worst movie that's ever been written and filmed.
That's okay. Tell me that is a ridiculous claim. That's insane.
I had the ick the whole time. I used to like Adam Sandler, and then I saw that movie.
So the movie made you feel emotions? Did Adam Sandler sell to you that he's this terrible dude? Yeah. And that's how good of an actor he is.
No. Again, he's a good actor. But
yeah!
I hated it. I hated everything. I wish it had never been produced.
I can't believe that. Everyone loves that movie, Lily.
Everyone. Who's everyone?
Look it up. Everyone loves that movie.
Ugh.
How dare you?
Josh didn't like it either.
I did like it.
No, you're being dishonest. You even said I hated that movie.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You said, oh, that movie.
No, I said it's a terrible feeling movie.
You didn't like it.
I told you the day after I watched
it. I'm going to tell you how you feel.
I said I liked it.
No!
He loved it.
Not to me.
Why did you think I wanted to finish it?
You said I have to finish it.
Yeah, because I liked it.
Do your impression of Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems.
This diamond's not worth it.
The door.
The diamond ring.
Put everything on the Celtics.
I don't know.
Yeah, he does do this a lot.
Yeah.
Dude, he was... The thing is, when I watched that movie, I was like, this is not Adam Sandler. Like, there was like a whole hour went by. I'm like, I'm watching a movie that is Adam Sandler right now. He just played that character so well.
It was a terrible feeling movie.
Oh, though. It's the worst. Like, your anxiety's going the whole time. You want to punch him in the face for all the decisions he's making.
Yeah.
The acting was really good, though.
Yeah,
I will say.
So good.
It was good.
And Kevin Garnett. He's awesome. He's a freaking huge NBA player.
Yeah.
Crushed it.
KG.
Crushed it. KG, baby.
I wonder how they landed that.
Miracles are... What does he say? He screams like... Anything can happen. Anything is possible.
I had such high anxiety that entire movie because I was like, and I kept saying, what do you mean? You know, like, because he would be like, I don't have the rock. And he'd be like, I sold your ring. And I'm like, what? How are you guys doing this? Do you have a conscience at all?
But I figured you'd like it just because you like those watch guys.
Yeah. And that's what I told him.
He said the watch thing.
I said, I love this because it is like
that. As soon as I knew you were into that, I was like, oh, you need to watch Uncut Gems. It's perfect.
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems.
I was...
Josh Satie's memes when he wrote Uncut Jaws.
Uncut Jaws.
Uncut Jaws.
Oh my gosh, are you okay?
Acting.
Mm. That was really good.
Thank you.
Your eyes got super red.
Yeah, no, I was trying to actually choke myself a little bit.
You sure? You don't need
to.
Maybe
you really committed to the joke. Cough drop.
I'm sure that'll be nice to hear on the. Nice. Here we are.
Here we are on our podcast called Ninjas Are Butterflies, which apparently, to according to a YouTuber comment, is the worst podcast he's ever seen.
Yep.
Well, number one.
Testimony.
Well, number one. We should put that on a t-shirt.
He said, officially the worst podcast I've seen.
Can we?
We're number one in something, and it's being the worst on his category.
Can we make that a t-shirt?
That's a good
t-shirt. Ninjas of Butterflies. And it says, the worst podcast this guy has ever seen. And then we just his username.
That would be funny.
Let's do it. We can make that like a pre-sale.
Yeah.
Would you guys buy
speaking of pre-sale, I'm just going to plug it since we're talking about shirts. Hey,
hey
guys,
look at that shirt you got on there,
this
pal.
Shirt. Look at this. Hey, look. We have a very cool new design.
Limited
it's
time.
It's not new. It's just our old design, but it's on a black shirt.
But that's not just any regular shirt.
Nope. It's a Sunday Cool shirt.
Hey, that's where we work.
You can get those at SundayCoolSwag.com.
Mm-hmm. Or go to NinjasOrButterflies.com. You'll find it there, too.
Yep. And it is a very small, limited run. So go get them because they're going to be out fast.
While
go fast.
Can. Yeah. It may already be gone by the time this podcast comes out.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Still go look, though.
Yeah.
We'll post it.
We always have merch up. Yeah. It just depends on what is available. So.
Yeah. Song?
Song?
Yeah. Yeah.
Song?
All right.
Song? Okay.
What's, what are you thinking?
Oh, man. I mean, I grew up with Gen X parents, so I'm thinking 80s is a really cool vibe, like a synthy kind of feel.
Ooh, but like the British 80s.
Yeah.
Kind of like the...
Ooh, Tears for Fears kind of feel.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
That's crazy, because there's something similar. In this thing.
Oh,
right,
on that?
Right now.
No way.
Uh-huh. Can you put, can you build it real quick?
Yeah, hold on.
Can you just, crush the numbers a little bit?
Beep, bop, boop, beep, 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 bop, boop, boop, beep, bop, boop.
Beat is built.
You think you got it? Okay.
I saw a guy do an impression of his Keurig the other day, and it was so good.
I saw that too.
It was like it was like down to, I was like, am I? I closed my eyes for a second. I was like, this is too real.
Yeah, it sounded perfect. All right. Song.
Here we go.
80s.
Song.
Episode 47.
Do old dogs go to heaven?
Did giants walk among us on earth?
Ninjas are... butterflies.
Are aliens coming for you?
And do they go pee and poo?
Are lizard people ruling this world?
Ninjas are butterflies.
The earth is hollow. The moon isn't real.
The AI robots are starting to feel.
Did Finding Nemo cause the pandemic?
Ninjas are butterflies. It's time to stop the show. So buckle up, we're ready to go. Sit on back, let's start the chat. And by the way, the earth is flat. Ninjas are butterflies.
Oh my gosh.
Good song, innit?
Innit?
Good song there, innit?
Yeah, let me just have a sip more water.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy, I'm gonna have a sip of my Jimmy joint.
Right, you're right.
How was that?
Really good. Wow.
Butterflies.
That's amazing. DJ Andrew, at it again.
Perfect.
Do you have pink eye?
Oh, do you?
Do you have pink eye?
Your eye is pink on the corner.
Who farted
it
on you?
Is it?
Itty.
I hope I don't.
That was a very good song.
Oh my gosh.
That was a very good song.
I got distracted. Guys, that was amazing. Thanks. Oh my gosh.
That was actually not our beat, but we found it. It's an uncopyrighted song online. Oh. And so it's already made for us. So we just got to come up with lyrics and stuff.
Yeah.
It gave me very Blue Monday vibes too.
Yeah. Mm. I was trying to do my little David Bowie impression. For the chorus.
Yep. British 80s.
That's just a little bit us.
I love
it. You're just goofing off with our songs. Oh,
do we have a DeLorean? Because we just time traveled.
Some people say they hate the songs and they always skip it. Mm-hmm. But there's more people that say they love the songs and it's their favorite part.
Maybe we should put a song in the middle of the episode to surprise some people. People that hate it. Yeah, let's just bust out into song. Yeah.
But everyone be quiet.
Oh, sorry.
Because we have a question sent in by our viewer. Okay. I won't say who this person is. We'll just say they're a viewer.
Okay. No reason to call people out.
No. Today's question. Do ladies yap too much?
Oh. I don't. Whoa. Took me by surprise. No, they do not yap too much. That's kind of a crazy way to say that. But yeah, no, they definitely do not.
Yeah, Andrew.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
As a girl dad, I can say that. No.
Yeah. No.
No?
Yeah.
No?
No, they do not yap too much. Oh, my goodness.
Jeez, Lil.
We ain't got all day, Lil.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures. I said, empty your mind. You learn martial arts. Ninjas
attack! We don't have all day.
We don't have all day.
You guys.
I was just yapping.
That was the quickest we came up with a question today because we're just like trying to come up with something.
Do ladies yap too much? No, they don't.
Of course not.
No.
I love when my ladies yap.
Yeah.
I go home and I get to talk to them. I love it.
Yeah.
Demi's now getting to the point where every time I put her to sleep, we put her down. we go back to bed and we just chat. No joke. She sits up and like she puts like a pillow for me and we just talk for like 30 minutes.
Aww.
And she just gets
just yapping away.
Just yapping. Go to sleep.
What's new, everyone?
Actually, before we start, can we... I put something down. Did you see my bag?
Your bag?
My bag? Oh, no. 1 second.
No, I did not see your bag.
Okay, 1 sec.
Is there a bomb in it?
No.
No?
To complete this call, please press the following digits. No additional charges apply.
4, 2.
What's going on?
One second.
This.
1 sec. Oh, no. 1 second, I gotta call somebody real quick. It'll be worth it, I promise.
I hope so.
I just have to check.
Please press the following digits. No additional charges apply.
8, 6.
8, 6, okay.
Are we calling a prison?
No.
Hello?
That's weird. I was trying to call the White House.
Oh.
Because I left.
Oh!
Somewhere. That didn't work out as well as I thought it would because I called them earlier and they have an open line so you can call
them
and they answer like White House.
But we'll they hung up on you?
Yeah, apparently.
Because they're like, quit calling about this thing.
Hey. I'm going to call for a bit later. Can you guys be cool about that?
I was so confused.
I was trying. It really would have worked out really well if it just like, White House, how's it going?
Also, you made a joke that you use illegal substances.
It's not a joke, Josh.
Oh.
It's not a joke.
Yikes. It's not a joke. It's a problem.
Yeah. It's a problem. And I need help right now.
You heard about that, right?
No, I'm lost.
In the White House, they found the bag of cocaine.
Yeah. El cocaine.
Yeah.
In the West Wing.
In the West Wing.
Which is very Beauty and the Beast.
Mm.
It was right next to the Everlasting Rose.
You know they know who it is.
Can I?
We don't know who it is. It could be some crazy little intern running around with coffee.
It could.
Yeah.
She brought up Beauty and the Beast. Mm. Can I dive into this conspiracy for like 30 seconds? I told you about it. Do you remember?
I do.
Yeah. So why no one's ever allowed to go over there?
Why?
So you remember everything in that house is a lie.
Oh, you've told me this.
I told you?
Yes, but go ahead and say it. What is this, Night of the Museum?
No, but remember.
Kind of.
He destroyed everything on that side. Remember, he tears the pictures. Beast.
The Beast. Okay, yeah.
He like tears pictures. He breaks stuff. Well, everything came back to life as people. So what happens in that wing when everything comes back to human form?
Just a bunch of dead people.
Dead people! Because that other furniture. Scary.
Clean up on aisle three.
Scary. When I was Googling last week to do that like fun fact about Disney, there's more like dark things that people want to say about Disney than like light things. And I was so spooked out seeing Mickey Mouse like with all these headlines. I'm like, this is like.
Do you
so
have
freaky.
One? Do you remember
no,
one?
I don't want to talk about any.
I want to hear one.
Just one. Just give us one.
I don't even remember. I have this like really burned image of Mickey Mouse like looking so creepy, and it's like Mickey Mouse time traveled or something, and I'm like, ah, this is scary. It's spooky.
Have you heard the conspiracy theory behind the Frozen movie?
What?
Because they named the movie Frozen simply because when people search Disney Frozen, they don't ever find articles about Walt Disney
so
being frozen.
Funny.
Oh.
So like funny. That's like, because of that way they just like got to get off the trail, or at least on the internet searches and stuff.
Weird.
Yeah.
Do you know that his parents died from carbon monoxide poisoning?
Dude, that's
which is
a
my
terrible
worst
story.
Fear. It's my worst fear.
I did not know that. That's so scary.
So he started Disney and came into a bunch of wealth, and he moved his elderly parents to a new house. He bought a house that was close to him and his family. And it was like within a month, both of them died, right?
Them died,
both of them died from a carbon monoxide leak in their house.
How sad is that? How old was he?
I don't know. Maybe his 40s or something. Maybe.
His mom's name was Lily, too.
Oh, that's so sad.
Which is my name.
Which is
my name. I only say that because everybody's comments always like Josh's wife or the chick on the
girl.
Show. The girl. And I'm like, I have a name.
Lily gets the most comments out of all of us.
Yeah, she does.
Because
love, hate, and hate. Attraction.
No.
And yes.
Yeah. I've seen them.
You're not saying no. You've seen it. We've made jokes about
no.
it. No. Tell me about them, though.
What are they saying?
Is there more?
What do they say?
You know, the carbon dioxide thing made me think of, Jamie Lee Curtis. I'm pretty sure it's Jamie Lee Curtis. But her, you know how her parents passed away?
How?
It's... it's actually terrifying. It's very traumatic, but they were on a, they were like in a Corvette or something like that, or some type of, convertible. And they're driving down the highway and a semi truck
was in front of them.
And they went underneath the semi truck, into the tires and everything like that. And that is why their family, that accident is literally what caused them to, put those braces underneath trucks, semi trucks, like on the backs, those metal bars. But that's her parents, and her mom was like a supermodel or an actress or something like that. They had it was a big family.
What makes someone a supermodel?
I've always wondered that.
They have like powers,
right here.
It's a distinguishing thing.
They wear capes.
Oh,
yeah, it's regular models, but they wear capes.
I'm not a model. I'm a supermodel.
I have superhuman looks. I can stop you in your tracks.
No, you can't.
Oh,
you couldn't possibly.
I can't move.
What have you done to
frozen?
Me?
It's a monetary difference, and because they are household names, like you say Giselle, but you don't say that chick on the Abercrombie cover.
Oh, got it. Oh, that's smart.
All right.
So they. So that's like. So you're not really a model.
Super.
Or
I'm a model.
Podcast.
I'm not a supermodel.
Mm.
I'm just kidding.
They know
I'm neither.
Andy and Josh from the podcast.
Yeah.
They know that chick on the couch.
Yeah.
The ooh, chick.
That's true.
Ouch.
Did you guys hear about the Japanese military AI robot
thing? No.
Andrew sent this to me, and it's the most terrifying thing ever.
Hit me.
It's insane.
All right. So in Japan, I guess we're just going to go dark for this.
Let's do it.
Right, no, wait.
We've already had like, we're already 60 minutes in. We've got a lot
of
stuff. It's too late.
Go we're dark going. And then go like.
Okay. I got a funny AI thing for after this. So perfect.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So in Japan, they're working on these military robots that were powered by AI.
Okay.
Military.
I'm going to fight you.
Hey, it's military time.
Continue.
Hey, everyone comment mean things about Lily. I'm always trying to defend you, and you're here attacking me.
That does sound like how like a Southern person would call the military, like that military.
All right. Everyone be quiet!
Yeah, go ahead.
In Japan, they're building military AI robots.
Oh, no.
There was four of them, and they went crazy and killed 29 people in the lab.
Yeah. No!
When was this?
Don't know. But then...
Have we not heard about this yet?
They took two of the robots, they turned off. The third one was taken apart completely. And the fourth one, I think they like shot it or something. Like, so it was like damaged. Listen.
Dude, just wait.
Crawling.
Why do we need this?
They shot the fourth one and then it began restoring itself using orbiting satellites. It was like orbiting satellites. It connected to them and taught itself how to fix itself.
Yeah. No.
Dude. This is a terrifying world that we're building. Dude,
yes.
This is so scary. This is iRobot to an extreme.
Well, yeah. When you connect it with, what is it, Starlink? The thing that Elon's doing? There will be nowhere off-grid.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. I saw that picture of the globe of where all the satellites, no joke, it's like dimples on a golf ball. You see all the satellites, the Starlink satellites that are happening right now.
I say that we just be AI vigilantes, and we go, and you know those big like farms that have like the electric towers, we go and we turn them all off.
I don't think that would work. But on that same topic,
I like the idea.
Just like shot down and moved on.
Look at this. Speaking of AI robots, this kid was like running from the police.
Okay.
And they had the robot dog
chasing after it.
Look, you see it?
Oh, no, farts. You're taking screenshots.
Do you see it?
It's a dog?
It's a robot dog?
Whoa.
Working with the police, chasing this kid.
What does it have? What happens when he catches him?
Just like an
you just go, sit!
Okay, fine.
It's like an R2-D2, like electric probe.
Dude, that would be... We have so many things to be afraid of and worry about. I don't need robots coming after me.
Yeah.
I don't need the threat. Like, dude, it's like guns don't work at that point.
It's becoming a real thing, man, of just like building military or like military grade AI stuff. Like that plane that I showed you that I'm pretty sure we saw the Falcon something? No.
Yeah.
Was it Falcon? No.
No, that's
Falcon 9 was the mouse conspiracy.
No. I'm thinking whatever plane Pegasus.
Oh, yeah.
It is flown by AI. Mm-hmm. And it's just like how can you train something to be like, this is a bad guy.
Yeah.
This is not.
You can't.
What if the aliens that we're seeing so much of is coming to prepare us for this war and they're going to fight on our behalf? They're going to take over.
Well, the aliens on our team.
They're on our team. That's why they're super surveilling us more and more now because AI is growing bigger. Now we just created another conspiracy theory.
You know how elephants, when they look at humans, have the same part of their brain activates that humans do when they look at babies and think we're cute?
Yeah.
Do aliens do that with humans too?
I would hope so.
What, they think cute? We're cute? I'd be a pet. Like babies.
I'd be a pet.
Dude, sure.
I bet to squeeze cheek.
I say goo goo gaga to the alien.
I don't
Dude, so cute.
I want him.
I think I subscribe to the whole thing that all these aliens coming back are actually people from the future.
Ooh.
I was talking to Josh about this, but if you like look at a human head from like years ago,
I hate this.
The jaws were much bigger, right? Because we used our jaws to like, you know,
rip apart.
Yeah, like to do stuff like that. But the foreheads were receded. And so if you think about how we've evolved, the jaws come in, the head's gotten a little bit bigger on the top end. And so if there is a cataclysmic event and we become underground people, our eyes will enlarge in as well. So if you think of all the like cliche alien pictures, translucent skin, big eyes, small jaws.
I'm so scared. I'm so scared of all of it.
But that would mean, to your point, they are coming back to help.
Well, yeah, I'm hoping so.
They care about humankind.
That's where I'm going to put my money on.
Okay,
Josh, that was your cue to go, cataclysmic. You didn't do it.
I missed it. I showed you guys, but I haven't shown you. I saw this video. It was in Arizona, and they were like waiting for a fireworks show. And you saw this thing. It looked like a meteor coming down. And they're like, oh, wow.
It's like bright orange. It's leaving a stream.
And then all of a sudden, it breaks apart. And then these like three or four like light bulbs thing or like lights in the sky just stop.
Yeah.
And then they start going sideways.
Turn.
And the lady's like, what the? And then scrolled a little more. Someone caught something almost exactly like that in Florida. Same night.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Same night. Came down, but it separated into like seven.
Oh, no.
And they dropped. And then they started going this way. And then I saw some in Texas, in Oregon. Man. Look at this. Hold on.
People said it's like, oh, skydivers. And it's like, do you know how skydiving
works?
Can
you see this?
Yeah.
All right. Watch this.
How would that be a skydiver?
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Well, they said they're like skydivers with like flares. But like, how do they stop and then go sideways? So you see it break apart.
Weird.
Right? Hold on. Breaks apart. Those stop up there.
Weird.
Those stop. And then those four stop.
And they just hold in formation.
Yeah. They turn up almost. It's like, that's not, it's weird.
I don't know.
And the fact that it was, there's several videos from several different angles.
Yeah.
Several different places on the same night.
Yeah.
Oh, it's weird. It's weird.
And then this one, this will be the last UFO video I'll show you today. This camera, like a tree cam, you know, like a hunting cam.
Mm-hmm.
It like flipped on because there's a raccoon in front of it. And then just this craft. I'll show you first. Flies over it. You see this?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It literally looks like the classic spaceship where it has like four lights on either side and it's just vroom,
hold on.
Going right over it.
Can you see this?
And I think what scares me right now the most is that I just don't, you don't know what's doctored and what's not.
I know.
Did you see it?
It looks legit.
Oh, okay. I'll send it to you. It
definitely looks legit, but it's like, what to believe? What to believe?
I know. I get bamboozled all the time. I'll send Josh something. He's like, that's AI. And I'm like, I'm bamboozled again.
Now we got to think about it. If we are truly that cute to aliens and we want to get adopted.
Yeah.
Dogs, what do they, you know, when people come in to, you know, like the Humane Society, they're sitting down and they're like, let's get my pretty eyes on. I'll do a spin. I'll do a flip or a trick if I have to.
Yeah.
We all have to start coming up with, like, what's your go-to moves?
Oh, no, okay. I have no talent.
They're like, okay, so there you go. Yeah, exactly. It's just like AGT. You come out and you like, show us what you got. And then to the pit.
I'm going to revert to this.
I've seen this guy on the YouTube.
Oh, yay. I want him.
And the golden buzzer, it's really just you get evaporated. They don't like you. Oh,
yikes.
Can I share my AI thing?
Yes
please.
I think I've shared it with you before, but it's just so funny to me. They had an AI bot write an obituary for this lady. And it's just very funny because, so they just, it's got a classic newspaper clipping and her nice little picture there. And it says,
this is real. Like this was put in the paper and stuff.
It says Brenda Tent retired from living at the age of old, surrounded by family and natural causes, a librarian from birth. Brenda was an avid collector of dust. She had a sweetheart and married her high school.
What?
She loved having hobbies and helping her sons to be disadvantaged youths. She had no horses, but she thought she did. The church gave her a choir because she sang like a bird and looked like a bird, and Brenda was a bird. She owed us so many poems. The funeral will be held in 1977 at Heaven. In lieu of flowers, send Brenda more life.
Oh my gosh. This was really posted? Yeah.
So funny.
Why did no one proofread that?
I don't like that. I think they probably thought it was a joke or something. I don't know.
Oh. It's so funny.
That's great.
So they don't really get us. AI is kind of dumb.
Yeah, maybe some parts.
It made us laugh. Maybe they're trying to be comedians.
Yeah, or maybe they're trying to convince us that they are dumb.
Hey,
I didn't mean that AI.
AI, we know you're listening.
What was that stat that you said the other day of like the internet, like how
the dead internet theory?
Yeah,
dude, we need to go into a depth a lot more. But the whole idea behind the dead internet theory is that right now only like about 50%, and they registered in 2019, 50% of the internet activity is bots, is not real people. And they say by 2026 that 98% of all internet activity will be bots. And so you have, you go on Facebook, right? You have people that are friend requesting you that have friends, but they have like a very, like it's weird a cartoon image, weird image. It's like, it's an emoji or something.
Yeah.
And they interact. You've had people interact with your story and stuff.
Yeah.
Those are bots. Those are literally creating, and they're creating posts on Twitter, on Reddit, on Facebook, everywhere. And they're having more bots interact. And so that's the thing is like when you look at Facebook, they send in a ton of reports about like their so you want to buy ads for Facebook as your company, you want to pay for ads so it can be promoted. And so when they got in trouble because they found out most of the people that are viewing their ads are bots.
Oh,
so and so it's like it's nobody. Oh, and so they're wasting the money. So they had to change a bunch of the it's like an idea of how many views you had or engagements or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
And so there's just a ton more to it, but they said the internet died back in 2016 because of they started introducing a lot of AI bots and stuff like that. And so
I don't like that.
I know it's weird. You never know who you're interacting with. Maybe we're not close to hitting 500,000.
That's what I was about to say.
Maybe we weren't number 37 on Spotify.
Whoa. Aww.
Maybe we're bots? Maybe the bots just like us.
Maybe the AI likes us.
Hey. That'd be pretty cool.
Maybe the guy said that our podcast is the worst is a bot.
Ooh, maybe.
Let's pretend that.
If you think, if you think we're the best, maybe make us better than Joe Rogan.
Yeah. AI, put us at number one.
I don't know. If you like me. If you like me, I don't know.
You think I'm cute.
If you think I'm cute. Mosquitoes.
Hate them.
They're the worst, right?
I keep itching the same mosquito bite.
I sat in the pool yesterday, had like four huge bumps just from them.
This is going to make you feel really awesome.
Cool.
So there's this company that was funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
And last year, a year ago, they released, I'm pretty sure in Florida or across the nation, they released 50,000 genetically modified mosquitoes. For what purpose? I don't know. I didn't do that much research.
I've heard a theory.
It was predominantly in Florida, and it was to delete the negative mosquito population and disease.
But now, for the first time in 20 years, malaria has entered Florida.
Hey, malaria. What is malaria? What is that at? What does that do?
You get it like a lot in like Africa and stuff. Like
it's kill a
you.
Fever.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the conspiracy is the new mosquitoes that he introduced were introduced were supposed to kill mosquitoes that carried malaria. And so they were specifically designed to combat those diseases.
But we haven't had a case of malaria in the U.S. in over 20 years. And since they released these mosquitoes, so far from what I know, there's been 5 cases of malaria, 4 in Florida and then 1 in Texas.
A swing and a miss, Bill. A swing and a miss.
Stop messing with the bugs and stop doing all this stuff.
Quit going after the Titanic. Quit touching the mosquitoes. Leave everyone alone.
You know, Bill Gates also owns like the majority of all farmland in the U.S.
He owns a lot. Yeah, that's crazy.
It's like, why?
Have you heard the real conspiracy behind the mosquito thing, though?
Was that not it?
No, there's another thing, too, that
they
were vaccinating everybody.
That's so funny.
Mosquitoes were vaccinating
like the
everybody.
COVID vaccine?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I don't know how
Could that
would work
if that
at
came
all?
Out true? That would be the funniest thing in the world.
That would be crazy.
Just Florida mosquitoes going around just dropping vaccines.
And I don't know. We haven't gotten COVID since OG.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That is so funny.
We've gotten it twice.
No, we didn't test the other time. I don't think we had it.
Oh.
Speaking of farming, have you seen that laser weed detector that they have on tractors now?
Laser beam.
Dude, it's insane.
Oh yeah.
So they have an actual lasers underneath the tractor, and instead of using pesticides or anything, they're literally zapping. You see it in real time, just zapping all the weeds around. It's phenomenal. It's crazy.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's super neat.
Wow.
AI gets a hold of that.
Yeah, just zaps us, makes it 1,000 times bigger, and it's just like whoever wants to obey or not.
Zap.
A lot of people love this podcast because we make them laugh, but I think we're also just breeding into them just anxiety. I'm sorry, everyone.
Yeah, you just got to laugh it off. You just got to understand.
What are you going to do about it?
The world's going to end. You just might as well have fun while doing it.
Yeah.
One of my most favorite comments we ever gotten was somebody said, yes. My weekly dose of anxiety.
So
you're not alone in it. That's the most important thing. Anxiety's terrible when you're alone, and it's
yeah.
You're not.
Somebody said they were reporting us for misinformation because of last week when we talked
about
the president thing. But little did they remember that we said a seventh grader was the one that talked about this.
Dude, people were being crazy on those comments on the reel.
Yeah, they're going crazy. Having fun with it.
Yeah.
Too much fun.
A little too much fun. Everyone's, hey guys, everyone's calm down.
quit typing, please. I mean, you're helping out our algorithm.
You sure are. But let's just... Oh, yes. Speaking of anxiety, though...
Oh, no, don't tell me, please.
Listen to this. No. Not yet.
Oh,
I'm not
going
to do that yet.
Okay.
We got an ad! Don't go anywhere!
What are you drinking there, Josh?
Bunch of stuff.
Oh, is there stuff actually in it or no? Or are you just
tons of stuff?
Oh, what is in there?
None of you don't need to know.
You know what's in mine?
What?
Deals.
What?
Hey guys, here at Sunday Cool, where we work, we produce everything you need, from t-shirts, from hats to stickers, but most importantly, drinkware, cups, bottles, mugs. We got it all. Everyone has to drink to survive. You might as well be drinking out of something we've made, okay? All right? This isn't some other's paid sponsorship. This is literally what we do for a living, okay? We make these cups, we make these hats, we make these shirts. What are you doing over there?
Nothing.
Okay. All right. Excellent. So make sure to go to sundaycool.com if you need to get some personalized, custom-made mugs, cups, bottles for you, your group, your organization. Go now.
Did this come from like the showroom?
Yeah.
Up front?
Yeah.
Because I poured water in it, but there's a lot of dust in it. And I was going to drink it, but now there's a lot of dust in it. But we're going to send you cups and without dust in them. Oh my gosh.
There was dust in there.
Yeah.
Okay. SundayCool.com.
Go. That's disgusting.
You got me. That was good.
Gotcha.
You got me. That ain't good.
Wasn't that ad fun?
I couldn't believe it.
Yes.
I could probably.
Yes.
I could hardly contain myself.
Nice. but you know what time it is.
Question corner with Lily.
When the questions are fresh on my mind.
My question today.
I'm excited.
Is because I'm jonesing. So as we know, Josh and I limit ourselves annually to when we can watch our favorite movies series.
Mm.
And he did promise me that in July, on Harry Potter's birthday, the 30th, maybe it's the 31st, I can't remember, we can watch one Harry Potter.
Mm. When is this? July?
On Harry Potter's birthday,
we're allowed to watch one Harry Potter.
Ooh. Which is a sin.
Because we can only watch it in October otherwise.
No, because it's witchcraft.
Oh.
That too.
So my question. I've never taken the Pottermore test. However, I did go to kids' college and they hand you an M&M in the color of what house you are.
Okay.
Out of the sorting hat.
Got it.
So which Harry Potter house do you most identify with? If you've taken the Pottermore test, what did you get?
I have never taken the Pottermore test.
I have, and it was Gryffindor.
Yeah, you're the main character of your story, so I get it.
You're no Gryffindor.
What do you mean?
He's a Gryffindor.
I am. I'm brave.
You're a Hufflepuff through and through, baby.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
No, get out of here. He's a Gryffindor.
I don't know the difference. Give me like a quick like a tagline of each. But I don't know the differences between the house except for Gryffindor and Slytherin.
What are you talking about?
Slytherin.
Gryffindor is like brave.
Yeah.
They have big egos.
Yeah.
They're usually the main characters in their own story.
Yeah.
Hufflepuff is like everybody's buddy. Really, they don't have anything defining. Friendship is like their motto.
Got it.
Loyalty, got all it. That stuff. And then Ravenclaw, they're the smart people.
Okay.
Intelligent.
You stop there. I know which one I am.
And then Slytherin, they're cunning.
Mm.
So they're clever and... but they're most associated with evil, although everybody's going to blow up in the comments because they're not really evil. They just get a bad rap.
I think we should add to your question, which do you think you are and which do you think the other people are?
Okay, even better.
I don't know. I would guess I'm a Hufflepuff, I guess. I don't know.
I would say you're a Hufflepuff.
Yeah, I think you're Hufflepuff.
Or Gryffindor.
Or Gryffindor.
Good. Yeah.
Hufflepuff.
Like, you could be the Neville. You could be the Neville of Gryffindor.
No. I'm dropping out. I'm dropping out of the Hogwarts at that point.
Do you know what, you get what I'm saying by that?
Yes.
Though? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but not at first. All right. The first few movies, but it's not a compliment.
You're in the last. You're the last.
You're like the hero. Movie. You like all the bravery comes
Stop.
Up.
You're not Neville.
Stop. I know. I know. All right. I'm Hufflepuff. I'm some random dude in Hufflepuff sending people memes and TikToks.
Cedric Diggory was a Hufflepuff.
Hey, nice, and he's handsome.
So do I still
believe? My boy.
Mice, that's my boy.
That's my son.
Mark Spence.
Dude, I always cry at that part.
I know. It's so
that's my boy.
He's back.
Harry Potter.
Voldemort's back.
It's the worst.
Don't touch me. Get off of him.
Obviously I'm Hufflepuff, Gryffindor.
I know
Ravenclaw.
No.
Or Slytherin. And then Andrew would definitely be Slytherin.
No, he's a Ravenclaw for sure, because he's a little bit of a know-it-all.
But so are you. So.
But I'm a Slytherin.
You're not a Slytherin.
I am. That's what I got. The M&M I got.
You would be. Oh. Like, if you got cast in the movie, you'd be so perfect for Slytherin because you could
play.
Like, you obviously belong. You obviously belong in Gryffindor, but like the you would play so well into being that like unbelievable bully. Like, unbelievable is like no one could actually believe it, but you would like convince people, and then you'd be the traitor. You'd be like Snape, like playing for the other side.
That's the biggest compliment. Snape's my favorite character.
Yeah.
How do you feel about you?
I agree with everyone.
I took the Pottermore test. I was a Gryffindor.
Oh, Gryffindor! Did you lie? Did you lie?
Nope.
Nope. You're like, whatever.
Nope.
Okay, so now at the end of this questions corner, I'm issuing a challenge, and you guys tell me if you just do or do not want this content on the podcast. But I think we should all take the Enneagram.
Oh.
Again? I know what I am, but
it's like Christian astrology.
There's some people that Zodiac are very, signs. Very anti Enneagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's crazy. There's like a very anti.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either. Every time I've taken it,
there's a lot of people. I mean,
it's a personality thing.
Because I've done it twice and it's been different both times. I think it's whatever headspace you're in at the moment that you take it.
Yeah, I think there's definitely seasons of life.
And there's going to be people watching this like, no.
That's such a three thing to say. Okay.
You're such a three.
I saw a comedian.
I don't know what that means.
I saw a comedian. He was like, he was talking everything, and he made fun of horoscopes and everything like that. And the girl, he goes, well, I'm an Aquarius. So, and then there's a girl from the back. She says, I knew it. And then he was like, what? And he started arguing with her. And then he says, joke's on you. I'm not. I'm a Virgo. In your faces, there's people went crazy. It's so good.
It's so funny.
Yeah, I've taken that test 3 times, and every time it's just evenly dispersed.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, you've done that for the work one too.
Every one of those tests, it's like a circle.
I was the like a high three all the way. Like,
what's that?
That's the achiever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it because of your daddy issues?
Probably. I don't think so.
All right. Andrew, do you have a reel for us?
Wait a minute.
He
does, but you got a song.
What? Oh, give us a song.
Give us a band.
A band.
A band. Hootie and the Blowfish.
What song? I'm trying to think of a song.
Hold my hand.
Andrew only has a reel.
That works.
Yep.
Okay, you guys get to pick. I have kind of gross, a firework incident. I have another bird fact that's not an owl. Or I have just something incredibly crazy, and it's not like gross or shocking.
What was the first one?
Something gross.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I'm just saying what you said.
Give us the last one.
All right. I'll send it right.
Did the bird one have to do with the bird's chest at all?
Yep.
I saw that one too, and I saved it.
So terrifying.
So have you seen it, Lily?
No.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll have to show Lily after this then.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
Don't click on the chat yet. We hit the chat on three.
I
and
didn't
then,
even do it in the chat.
Guys are such dinguses.
You didn't do it in the
up.
Chat?
I just sent it individually.
Oh.
I messed up.
Okay.
All right. Ready? Volume or no?
Doesn't matter. Oh, let me set it up.
Yeah, no volume. Okay.
So, Josh, you have experience woodworking, completely aware of, like, if you've ever tried to pick up a stump in your yard, it looks like, you know, a trash can sized stump is like, I could pick that up. And then you go to do it. You just realize wood itself is shockingly heavy.
Yeah.
Dance. So
dance.
Dance, boys.
I have not been able to wrap my head around this clip that you're about to see.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, open it. Open it. Holy smokes.
Dude. Oh, gosh.
How does this guy's back...
And then
in
he
one
goes
piece
up a ledge.
Are we sure it's
that's
not
gotta
like
be a
hollow?
Dead. That's gotta be like a.
Watch it. What? Watch it. Watch it when he sets
oh!
it down.
Oh my gosh.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market, one membership per year participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheapest free. T's and C's apply.
Bro!
Oh my
god. He's a superhero.
That's insane.
He must be a
dude.
Supermodel.
He must. And he yeah. goes and goes, takes off.
Bro, that's crazy.
Right?
Jeez.
That's like.
Someone said, he says they call that around 550, 600 pounds, they said.
That's insane.
On one
that's
arm.
Crazy. That's
climbing
like Taylor.
Up a hill.
That is like my brother, though. He is the strongest human I've ever met.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I
can do that, though.
Thought I'd take a break from all the.
That's crazy.
Things.
That is crazy.
They say, in the comments, they said it was, I think he was a Spanish guy, an immigrant. So it was like. You know those guys just freaking work harder than anybody. And so that's just
but
his
can,
money worth there.
I can lift something like that.
Okay, let's do it.
There was, I did see a video. There's some, like, just those dudes that like have, like, that just raw strength.
Yeah.
Especially, like, with grip strength. Mm-hmm. There was, like, this dude. He was, like, 73. And he was, like, with these two bodybuilders, like, strong dudes that, like, they're, like, the strongmen. Like, yeah. they lift big stuff. And it was the grip test. And it was, like, I don't even know. It was like 200 something pounds, but like any of those guys could lift 200 something pounds, but it was all about the grip.
Yeah.
And these dudes, their veins are just like, ah, they couldn't do it. This old man, 73, goes over and just like, what? Picks it up.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Dude.
Crazy.
Old man strength is a different thing too.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I see like those TikTok challenges. They're like in London. And they just have this huge weight. And yeah, it's like, I don't know, like 500 pounds or something. And you have to pick it up all the way.
Yeah.
And all these big guys come around, can't even budge it.
Oh, my gosh.
Those old dudes come around.
Dude, again, just it was a mailman or something. Like, he was just jacked, but he was an old guy. Comes over, nothing. Like, nothing. I'm
crazy.
Like, that dude's dumb.
Speaking of London, did you see the protests that are happening in France?
Oh, do you know
what I mean? More riots than protests.
Mm.
I've seen a couple of videos. Like, it's going bananas over there right now. And it all has to do because this one 70-year-old was shot by a police officer.
Yes.
Terrible story. But it's like all France, it looks like, is just erupted. And like,
once again this year.
Devastating, like, of what's happening over there. Really bad things are happening, too. Like, it's not cool what they're doing.
Yeah.
But the crazy part is there's people filming, like, in Paris and, like, all these different cities in France. There's, like, lions and elephants and zebras just roaming the streets.
Yeah, I saw a lion.
Because they broke into the zoo and, like,
oh my
let
gosh.
All the animals go. And so there's these cars at, like, a stoplight, and there's, like, two or three lions just walking past their car.
That's bonkers.
Like, crazy.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
A lion?
The lion.
Rawr. Elephant.
Do you remember that Neighbor Gotsy joke where he's like, yeah, but I've got a tiger. And he's like, you shoot me with a gun and you miss. But a tiger never misses. He's like, oh, maybe my tiger missed you once. Guess what? He's right behind you.
Bro, tigers are some of the most terrifying creatures ever.
They're scary. I was at that crazy zoo in Kansas. They, no joke, they would live feed the tigers right in front of you. It was so cool because they would get on a truck and then they would throw full chickens, dead chickens, over the fence. And no joke, the tigers would run up the fence and then jump off the fence, grab it with their mouth and then just dive down in the water and just eat it.
Have you seen that clip of...
So scary.
It's like in India or something. The dudes are on their like mopeds and they're like, there's someone filming like from a car like behind them and it's like bush. And this tiger is like, runs out of the bush and is just like chasing the moped.
Yeah. No, scary. Like,
wasn't it a tiger that was on top of the roof too that we saw a video of?
Oh, no, that was a bear.
That was a bear. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oof. Golly, dude. Oof. That's so scary. Animals are just going through it right now. They're taking over. Robots are taking over. Aliens are taking over.
The orcas.
Dude, it's crazy, man.
Maybe they're now in California.
Are they really?
Yeah.
No way. Uh-oh.
Yeah, there's like a pod of like 30 plus orcas off the coast of California.
You know, and now we have the taste for human.
We are going to flip
it. We like human.
Did you see like the wholesome orca clip that went viral in the last couple weeks though? The little baby one that came up to a bunch of divers.
That was like, oh wait, no. It was
just a small, okay. Or it was like they were on a boat, but they were like doing dive stuff and it came up and it was like doing its high pitched like thing, but it was like, it wouldn't leave them alone. And so they end up following it. Yeah.
Dude.
And one of the orcas in the pod was tangled in a net and they went down, freed it. And it like came back up, said one more thank you. And everything departed.
Yeah. Wow. So they followed him back and thanked him and everything. And it's the coolest thing.
Did I tell you guys about the deer that...
I saw the same video too.
Oh, I haven't talked about it.
Yeah, no, we haven't talked about it though.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
There was this guy driving and this mama deer stopped him in the road, like stood in front of the car and wouldn't let him go around. And then he's like, okay. And so he like, the deer like turned and the dude followed the deer for like 10 minutes and the deer like stopped again. He got out of the car and the deer like walked him over to like someone's backyard.
Oh.
And there was a soccer net. And there was a baby deer stuck in it.
Aww.
And the dude freed the baby deer and they started to leave. But then the mom stopped the baby deer. The baby deer turned around.
Oh my gosh.
And came over to the guy and like dipped its head.
Like, say thank you.
Yeah. It was crazy. It was like most wholesome look at thing.
This. And then looks at him, comes up to him, and then bows.
Aww.
Isn't that so sweet?
No way.
Yeah.
It's just the craziest thing, man.
That's so cute.
Another thing about animals, I saw this on the Joe Rogan podcast. They have found bull sharks in the Great Lakes.
Uh-oh. Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
They went all the way up the Missouri River.
Yeah. But they're being spotted everywhere, like the Great Lakes, which is 1,000 miles from the ocean.
Yeah.
And they found some in Ohio, just like all throughout the whole river system. They're finding bull sharks.
That's amazing. Because like I saw a graph of like where in bull shark attacks.
Uh-huh.
And there was like two or three dots like in Missouri. And people made memes out of it because they thought it was like a wrong map. They didn't understand. And so they have just like this shark just floating through the forest. It's like sharks and bull sharks in Missouri. But yeah, they like because they can retain the salt in their like inside their body and their gills and stuff.
Oh,
and so that takes they're allowed to go in the freshwater.
But they said that they've like this was a long time ago that they went up these rivers because now it's like all blocked off by dams and stuff. So, but now they're dying off because ain't no salt.
Dude, ain't no salt.
Those bull sharks are scary. Remember that one video? The guy is rushing his hands off, like gets down fishing, water fishing his hands off in the boat, and then suddenly the shark comes out, and just bites on his hand,
grabs his arm, and throws him in.
They're mean, aren't they? Bull sharks are mean.
Yeah, they're aggressive.
Like, I got circled by one when I was fishing a couple weekends ago. I had like hormone injected bait in my back pocket.
Of course you did,
which is not smart.
While surfing,
I was there to surf. Stopped surfing.
Oh,
started fishing, and I got circled by like bait fish. And I was like, this is kind of sketchy. And then someone further up the beach was like, hey, headed your way. And a bull shark like cruised. I was like, I need to slowly back out of this water.
That's what is a hormone injected bait?
It's
what do you like to know?
It's just
a swole minnow.
Like they're in the bait shop and just lifting. What's up? You want me?
That's one.
It's like fish perfume lures.
Oh.
It's like wearing
that's probably how you got pink eye.
Yeah, it's like wearing deer urine, going hunting. It's like those bucks that.
Who was it?
That's the worst smell.
I saw one dude who's like, he was talking about how he's never been hunting, and his buddy like handed him the deer urine. He drank it. That he's supposed to drink it.
Oh no, dude! I can't even think about that. Man. Yeah,
terrible.
Whew.
Sharks are scary.
Sharks are terrifying.
Okay,
fun fact about sharks, out of all the species, like the 400 species of sharks, they are completely silent. They've just tried to like discover an organ that even makes a sound. They make no sounds whatsoever.
Don't like that.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
They make no sound.
Except for fish are friends, not food.
Exactly.
Yo, the Discovery Channel, like Shark Week, and all these people are like sharks are not bad. And like it's so rare to get attacked by a shark or eaten by a shark or killed by a shark.
Yeah.
You're more likely to be crushed by a vending machine.
I've always heard that.
Bro, ever since I've seen that, I'm telling you, I've seen 50 plus videos on TikTok of people getting attacked by sharks.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
I'm like, I haven't seen anyone getting crushed by a vending machine. But I've seen 50 people getting eaten by sharks.
But they're not getting killed.
A lot of them were.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, dude. Your TikTok is dark. I saw this like super, I don't want to, I won't talk about it because it like disturbed me. I couldn't sleep.
Mm. Oh, yeah. The Egypt one.
There was another one though. Oh. It was in Australia.
So bad.
Someone floating without legs.
Oh no.
I went into it.
Yeah,
I went into it. Here we are.
Hey, we're diving in. No, that's terrible.
The image will always be in my brain.
We live right down the road from the shark bite capital of the world, New Smyrna.
Yes.
It's just every time I go, like they say you're always within 6 feet of a shark.
I know. Yeah.
But most of the time they leave you alone. Yeah. But it's just at what point.
But the shark bites there, they're like the baby sharks, and it's getting bit by a dog.
West Coast is that. That's where you die.
Yeah.
There's some big ones too, though. But when you look into like most of the bites that happen in New Smyrna, it's someone like jumping off their surfboard and like landing on them. Like if someone jumped and kicked me in the head, I'd probably snap too.
Yeah. And actually every, I think it's the past 2 years, every shark victim in Florida has been tested positive for fish hormones.
Hormone.
Yeah. So they've been injecting. And so it's that's their own fault at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe the mosquitoes released have the fish hormone and that's what we're being injected with.
And so when we go in the ocean.
That's why there's more shark attacks.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
We figured it out. Thanks, Bill.
Melinda, we still love you because she divorced him and gave like all of his money away to charity, didn't she?
Aw.
Well.
Like a million, hundreds of millions of dollars, right?
But I'm pretty sure she's set up pretty well.
Yeah, it's still a cool thing, Josh.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
I wish you would have never done it. Those charities didn't need it.
It is cool. It's cool. All right, it's cool. But I'm just saying, I don't think she's that much of a hero if she's like.
How much did you get a charity last year?
Yo, a lot of those dudes do it for tax write-offs.
I heard she's a firefighter.
I heard she saved 37 children from a burning building.
That's my mom, okay?
Yeah, wait, but how big was the building? How big was the fire?
I heard that she rescued all the orphans, but how sad were they?
Oh.
That's a good one.
That was good.
Did you guys hear about the Brazilian who left his fortune to somebody? He had a $200 million fortune. He didn't want to leave it to his family.
What?
And he's a fan of Neymar, so he wrote a will and gave Neymar his $200 million.
Bro,
what's Neymar?
He's the soccer player from Brazil,
the one who signed a $250 million. Yeah, he's like,
good for him.
He gave $200 million to Neymar.
Why not?
Here's a funny thing that I saw on TikTok. There's this English woman, and she got this terrible migraine, and her English accent turned into a Chinese accent.
Dude, what? This is a real thing.
And it's called foreign accent syndrome. And there's only been 150 known cases.
Did you just learn about this?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Well, I heard one that went into like a coma or something, like woke up.
Yeah.
And like their accent was completely different.
Dude, that is the most bonkers thing.
It's the funniest thing to watch, though.
Oh, no.
Because it sounds like...
It's like a little racist, though.
Yeah, it sounds incredibly racist.
But it's not racist because it's not intentional.
But she can't help it. Yeah, she literally can't help it.
Dude, and it's just the comparison between her regular voice and the other one. It's night and day.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
And the fact... I don't understand how the brain works like that.
I know, it's crazy.
It kind of freaks me out.
Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Like, it's just like, oh, man.
Because it can betray you at any moment.
Yeah, what accent... I'll think of all the accents we've done. Yeah. If we ever get an accent, like,
dude,
what's the one that's going
to
pick?
Here's the question. If you were to go into a short coma and wake up, what accent would you want?
Oh, that is a good question. I automatically think Scottish.
Scottish would be dope.
Scottish is the only accent that I really feel like I'm never going to be able to accomplish to do.
Yeah.
And it's such a cool sounding
Scottish accent. Would be dope. I think Jamaican would be really fun.
Yeah, Jamaican would be fun.
That'd be
go
really
for
cool.
it. Try it.
Okay. No. I'm not going to do it.
But I would want French.
Oh, French.
Yes.
All right.
But I'm not good at it either. I'm not good at any accents.
get
sure you
some.
Are.
No.
Give us your
No, don't. I don't want. I shouldn't have.
No, we have to
No,
we have
I
to
don't want to.
No. New Jersey, go.
No. I can't.
That was good.
That was actually really good. No. They yell all the time.
What do you want?
I don't know.
You got to pick one.
Australian.
All right, that's a good one.
It's believable.
Cool. Nor.
What's the least wanted accent that you would want?
Filipino.
Probably the New York accent.
The New York. Oh, I love New York. Like those guys on the street, they're like, what about the murder? What murder?
Oh, yeah.
You always say Boston. You don't like the Boston or New Jersey, like Long Island.
I don't like the Long Island accent too much.
The transatlantic accent would be the most obnoxious thing in the world.
Yeah.
Look at the legs on that tomato. Like that.
That would actually be kind of fun, though.
it would be cool, but then you hang around and
our
like,
podcast would sound like an old-timey like radio show.
It'd be like, imagine just talking to somebody, like someone's breaking up to you in a transatlantic accent. Yeah. Like,
it's not you, it's me.
You gotta hit the road, Jack, eh?
Listen, it's not you, it's me, see? I always end with C, because that's how I...
That's how it was. Everyone did.
Everyone did.
Of course.
That's how they talked.
Yeah. I think accents are so fun listening to. I love... I was listening to the documentary called Grizzly Man. Have you heard of him? Timothy Treadway. The guy that went and lived with the grizzlies in Alaska.
Oh, and he got eaten, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. Him and his girlfriend both got eaten, unfortunately. Yes. But there's the documentary guy. He has this accent that I cannot put a pin on it. But as soon as I was listening to it, I was like, I don't like this dude's accent at all. I couldn't pinpoint what voice, like what region he's from or anything like that. But it's very hard to listen to.
I struggle with Josh. Watches all. He gets all those TikToks on his For You page. Who's that guy? He's very informative, and he's young. Like,
oh,
really
the
tan.
Dylan, the blonde hair guy, is like. Did you see what happened and la, 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 la?
Oh, I don't know.
It sounds like he has 10 different accents.
He's South African.
Oh.
Yeah.
I usually like a South African.
You've seen him. I'm just going to show you his, keep talking. I'm going to show you what he looks like.
Yeah, let me switch up. I'll go South African.
Elon Musk. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
South African.
That would be cool.
This guy. South African.
Oh, no, I don't.
You've never seen him?
You've shown me his stuff, but I have never seen
him
on mine.
Nope.
What?
Anyway, he's very smart and informative. I just don't like his accent.
They say they have a stat that his channel on TikTok is the number one news source on TikTok.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey. Wow. That's
pretty amazing.
It surpassed like CNN, like everyone on TikTok. He's the number one.
And he's okay. I'll have to look him up.
He's super fun. Like he's very informative and like
I've been doing Philip DeFranco.
Yeah.
He's pretty like quick, fast, and stuff on things like that. But I'll check him out. That's dope.
He doesn't have very many opinions, which I like too. He doesn't push his opinion.
He's not super opinionated.
I wonder how we sound to people who've never listened to us before. Because I feel like I'm like, my voice would probably be pretty annoying after a while.
I actually thought about that the other day.
Right.
I'm like, what does my voice sound like to other people?
Yeah.
I know what my voice sounds like to other people.
Take the mic away from her.
I'm super familiar with how people translate.
It's our fault, though, because we always edit our reels to where you have your reactions.
That's what I'm talking about, because even like this most recent
But they're real
one,
reactions.
Yeah.
But I know, but I don't talk other than screaming
like,
in these.
What? No!
And someone commented on the most recent one where I'm reading about Benjamin Franklin, and they said, oh, she's in her contributing era. That's what they said, and I'm like,
what a bunch of jerks.
I always contribute, but they make it look like I don't.
Does she just yell all the time? That's like literally what people are saying.
Yes, what I never understand
it's
is
y'all's fault.
Sorry.
No, the people who are like, what is she even there for?
Yeah.
And I'm like, the camera will cut to me and I don't say anything in these podcasts.
No,
I'm
but
like, what am I here for?
I've seen a lot now.
Because
no,
then it's racist if they do.
The same category now.
I've been out of the
camera. They're like, what are they talking? What are they even there?
Hey, you can make fun of Lily, but if you make fun of Andrew, that's racist, and I hate you. Yep. We're reporting you.
Oh,
but it is one of those things where you're giving reactions, and when the same thing when the Benjamin Franklin one, we reacted just like you do.
Yeah,
but it's just most of the time we're sharing the stories.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's if you want to complain, keep complaining. I guess just imagine, keep boosting our algorithm.
Can you imagine though if you guys would finish a story and it was just me reacting?
Wow,
what?
That's cool.
Give us a Lily reaction.
I'm offended.
Dude, hesitation.
I tried to get my voice so much higher than it went.
You sounded like a duck almost.
If I stepped on a duck, that's the sound they would make.
My brain thought it was about to make such a higher voice.
I love that it took you 0 seconds to do it though.
That was good.
If I thought about perfect. It would never happen.
That was good.
Just pulled the trigger.
All right, this is the last thing I have. Did you see that lady on the airplane who had a freak out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lily showed me it yesterday. I'm like, don't look into it anymore because there's theories behind it.
It did scare me a little.
At first.
Okay, yeah.
You discount it.
Well, because I saw it, I'm like, okay, this lady's being whatever. They said that she was intoxicated, whatever. Yeah. You see those videos all the time.
She looked intoxicated to me.
No, she was.
I could see moments where I was like, yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
She just looked really scared.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah, she did.
Once you start learning something. Yeah.
This is, I don't know if you saw this, but okay, this lady gets up and she's freaking out and they're on the tarmac about to take off. She's like, get me off this flight. And she rushes up the aisle and she says some bad words, but she's like,
That person
back there is not real. And everyone goes,
if the camera goes with the head.
Like the whole plane just turned around what?
Yeah. And they're like, and people are saying that, you're like, yeah, you're intoxicated. That would make sense.
Okay. But I saw this TikTok of this dude who was on that flight.
Oh my gosh.
And was sitting behind her seat.
I already have goosebumps.
I saw a side angle shot too.
Yeah, side angle. But this dude was sitting behind, didn't film it, but he's telling his account.
Yeah.
Seems like a completely normal dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've just been processing because I started seeing all the videos on TikTok of it going viral. He's like, I just started processing everything that I saw, and so I'm making this video.
Yeah.
He said, what I saw was this lady sitting next to this man who had a hoodie up, like a green hoodie.
Uh-oh.
And he said, I don't remember what color the hoodie was. It was a green one. Mm-hmm. And she was talking to him, but he was just staring at her, just staring at her. But she was talking like they were having a conversation. And so, but he was just not moving, just staring at her. And, she would, respond to him with certain stuff. And he's like, it was super weird. And it almost seemed like she was almost, hypnotized in a way.
Yeah.
And maybe he was speaking to her mind.
Well, yeah. Mm. And something happened to where she got, freaked out by it.
Yeah.
And she's like, can you get me off this flight?
Oh, my goodness.
And the flight attendants are like, hey, let's just calm down. She's like, no, get me off this flight. She's like, I can't be here. I cannot be here. And that's when she ran up to the thing and said, that person back there is not real. And then the dude's like, I remember when she got up, or the flight attendant asked the guy, what happened? And he's just basically with the hood up. I don't think he said anything.
Yeah.
And then he said the guy turned around with the hood and looked at him, dead in the eye. And he said he winked at me. And he said, I don't want to... This sounds psycho, but he's like, when I saw it, I froze in fear because he's like, did I just see what I just saw? And he said, when the dude winked at him,
stop.
He said, how your eyelid winks like that. He said, it winked sideways.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Like a lizard.
A lizard. Oh. And he didn't wear a hoodie because lizards are cold blooded.
Mm. But there were some, because I was scrolling and there's those weird people on TikTok it was actually a reptilian that saw. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And this dude who was sitting there, he's like, I looked at his other stuff. He doesn't talk about reptilians. No. He's like, when the dude winked at me, his eye winked
sideways.
Alien.
Part of what she was yelling, she was like, you're all going to die.
Oh, yeah.
Get off this flight. And then everybody's discrediting her. And some of the comments were me though exiting that
plane. Okay, I think I want to go too.
I don't know if I trust this lady when I'm leaving.
I've seen Final Destination. I don't need that type of juju in my life. That'd be so scary.
It's like that's what they say the Denver airport's hiding. So,
but I mean,
true.
Okay, this lady's blown up.
Was he
TikTok,
on the way to
though.
Denver?
Yeah.
But yeah, you kind of want her to get on TikTok and explain what happened.
No, she's been missing.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Not that I know of.
Oh, my gosh. That poor lady. Everybody's making fun of her, but she probably had, a traumatic experience.
Or she was just intoxicated and made a fool of herself.
Or that. Yeah. But she seemed terrified, if she was having some sort of anxiety attack.
It scared me.
I'm surprised there's no videos of the actual thing, who she was sitting next to. Because
the zoom in is, the dude with the green hood just, looking over the seat this.
What I don't like about this the most is that we're not going to get closure on it.
I know.
I just want to know what happened. We should invite her on the pod.
Yeah.
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 But say no swearing.
She's like,
None of you are real.
I come dressed as an avatar.
You figure out how to blink sideways.
Yeah.
I figure out. Just YouTube it, Andy. Come on.
Hey, guys. So you just heard a really spooky story about a lizard man on a plane. Well, immediately after filming that, turning off the cameras, Andy pulls up the video and reads the description of the video. And just go ahead and read that real quick.
It just says, I completely made this up. Just wanted to see how gullible people are on this app.
So that means, hey, maybe don't believe everything you see on the internet.
But it is fun to listen to.
It is. Right, Andrew?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
What was it that she saw? We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Or we will know. And we'll all be terrified.
Yeah. I don't want
to. I'm already scared. That was really genuine. Like, she, like, had to take a breath. She was so scared.
Just find her on TikTok. There's one video, and it's her going, acting.
No.
You can see.
And scene. She does, like, you can. I don't know. I don't want to say it. Never mind. It's just kind of one of those things where it's like, she doesn't look like a person. She looked like a person that was. She looked like a mom that was just traveling with her family or something. So it didn't look like.
It didn't look.
Yeah.
She didn't look the type to have Karen? An issue.
No, it just didn't look like somebody who was like losing their mind.
Yeah.
And and I know that's not really fair thing to say, but I'm saying like she looked put together. Like she looked like she was traveling like with her family or something. But like, I don't know.
That dude's story is weird though. Is like how she was talking to him and he like wasn't responding, but she was responding to him.
Yeah.
Like they were having a conversation.
Yeah. I'm gripped with fear. Just especially so you if know, because of what you just said. I literally am not going to sleep tonight.
I'm speaking to your mind.
I'm like, I see cold over here.
I've already seen. I'm just seeing the wink in my mind, and I don't like. I don't like it.
Oh my gosh!
Tell me something funny.
Ada ripped open a Stretch Armstrong today and started eating it.
Yeah. Just like your dad.
Yeah,
dude. Have we talked about that?
I don't think so.
Because you guys need to talk about it with him. He needs to be invited on.
Oh man.
Well, I'll just share the story because I brought it up.
Okay.
But we will have my dad on at some point.
Please.
My dad, it was this year on his birthday.
No, it was Christmas because he got one for Christmas.
Christmas Eve. It was his birthday.
Oh, the same day.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Steve.
But my brother-in-law got him a Stretch Armstrong because he used to love those as a kid. And he said, you know what's so awesome about these? He's like, I bet you guys didn't know. Stretch Armstrongs are filled with candy. And we're like, what, Dad? And he's like, yeah. He's like, I remember being little. You rip it open. There's like red stuff in it. And like you'd eat it and it's sweet. I said, Dad, I don't think that was candy. And like you could see it in his like for the 56 years he's been on this earth.
Yeah.
He just like realized like, oh my gosh, yeah, maybe it wasn't candy. Just the like his eyes are like, oh.
The curtain gets pulled back. No!
What do you mean it's not candy?
You were eating plastic.
But it is corn syrup, right?
No, I discovered today because Ada ate and I was like, is it toxic or whatever? It literally it's plastic still. But wrapped in corn syrup, which is like, what the heck? Why?
Green, but that's basically fruit snacks.
That's literally fruit snacks. Yeah, true, though. So, yeah, but she ate it. Then I was digging it out. She bit my finger, and then she hit my head injury with a spatula.
So, slow down. Say the sequence of events, because it was so funny. Cause Lily's texting me when it was happening.
I got her vitamins, right? We were taking her vitamins, and we say, just one, you know, and then she puts it in her mouth, and she spits it out, and she does it, like, 80 times. And I'm like, at least she's getting maybe something on her tongue. And so she's doing that, and then she comes up, and she's, like, chewing something, and I'm figuring it's her vitamin, and then I keep, like, trying to figure it out, and I'm digging in there. And then we go and we look, and your mom sees there's sand, what appears to be sand all over the table with the Stretch Armstrong in the middle. And we're like, oh, that's what she's eating, like Steve. And
like Steve.
Oh, no.
And we're like, oh my gosh. And so I'm like trying to dig it out of her mouth, and then I'm digging, and she goes,
like bites. Bit hard.
It hurts so bad. It still hurts really bad. Bites my finger. And then she's also holding a wooden spatula, and she rears it up on accident. She didn't mean to hit me and hits me right in my head injury from last week when I got hit by the ceiling fan. And I went, this is chaos.
She's going for your weakness.
Yeah. And then it woke Jane up. Yeah.
Perfect.
That's amazing. One time a friend was telling us a really creepy story from their childhood. Like there was just, it's really, really scary. Like they were walking past this trail on the way to school and stuff like that. And there was a shed, and there was just, they just heard really loud noises, sound like radio static, whatever. And they just kept walking past it every day of school, and it just kept getting worse for a few days. And
spooky.
So they went up to it, and they put their ears, and it just sounded this old shed in the woods, right? They open it up. some bodies in there.
What?
Right?
You knew these people?
We knew the people in there in Texas. And
they are dead?
The people are telling us this is what happened to them. They were the ones that found the shed. And so they call the police and everything. Like, it's a huge scene. And it's like this very, very deep, dark story that they were telling. And it was like very creepy. We're like on the edge of our seats. We're like, this is so like, oh, it just creeps us out. Cause there was like a big back history with the guy who owned it.
Oh no.
And Kelsey was super creeped out. So she picks up Demi, who's not even a year old yet. Super sweet. And she's just patting her, just huddling her. She's like, oh, it's just so scary. And then no joke, never has happened ever. Demi bites Kelsey on the shoulder while she's holding.
It screams bloody murder.
Oh, wait. What happened right before that is because she's holding Demi, and Demi looks at Kelsey and she goes, Mama. Like in a deep, dark, scratchy voice for the first time ever. And then Kelsey's like, and then we start laughing because it sounded really, really scary. And then it scared Kelsey. And she's like, stop. And so she starts patting Demi. And then Demi bites her on the shoulder.
Gosh.
And so the Kelsey's like, I can't right now.
Take her.
Take her. Yikes. Wait, so what happened with these bodies? They were murdered.
There was some type of weird cult thing in the middle of Texas. Yeah.
Wow. Waco?
Yeah. Yeah. Not Waco. No, oh. No. This one, yeah, this was a really weird one, but. Yeah, that was my.
I said the Stretch Armstrong thing.
Yeah,
to because you asked for something funny. You just talked about dead bodies.
The kid biting reminded me of that. Yeah.
Okay. Someone in with something happy.
I could tell you a story about a guy who caused a catastrophe in Missouri one time.
That doesn't sound happy.
It's a little silly, goofy.
Okay.
So this guy named James Scott, I believe is his name. James Scott, he...
It's two first names.
That is two first names. Yep, James Scott. He wanted to go party, and he wanted to go fishing, and his wife would not allow him to do that. This guy was in and out of jail his whole life, and he was married, and he wanted to just go and have fun without his wife, you know, breathing down his neck. So what he did... He knew that there was one way out of this city where she worked, and there was this big river, the Mississippi River. It was causing a lot of flooding, so they built a levee. And rumor has it, he went over and removed some of the parts to this levee and caused a flood because he was just trying to cause this road to flood. What he ended up doing was causing, let's see how much, 14,000 acres of land to be flooded.
Oh, no.
Several businesses destroyed.
Oh, no.
And 40 homes completely ruined.
Oh, my gosh.
Causing about $1 million of damage. All because this dude wanted to party and go out and hang out. And then he got sentenced to 20 years in prison.
Yeah.
But it's just...
But now he gets to go hang out without his wife for 20 years.
Hey, congratulations, buddy.
I did
what you wanted.
But it's just the fact that, like, that guy is going to with, you know, that type of limitations just to go and do something, and hang out.
Yeah. Crazy.
Okay. I'll end with something happy.
Okay, cool.
Because it's funny. Richard Harris, you know who that is?
No.
The actor who played the first Dumbledore?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was later in his life. He saw a picture with him sitting in front of a Rolls Royce. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't have a Rolls Royce. He's like, I've never owned a Rolls Royce. And it said that he was like so confused by it and asked like everyone he knew, he's like, do I own a Rolls Royce that I like don't know about? And then it said that he like contacted his two ex-wives. He's like, did I ever buy a Rolls Royce for me or you?
You guys?
And they're like, no. Turns out he had a drinking problem.
Oh, no.
And he was in New York and this guy gifted him a Rolls Royce. And he left it in a parking garage in New York City, completely forgot about it for like, I think it was over 20 years.
It's still there?
Still there. And, but the parking fee was over $400 a month.
No.
So he paid
way.
Over $90,000 to have this Rolls Royce parked there. But he was so rich. Like he's just like,
yeah, he's got that Hogwarts
money. I don't know what this bill is, but yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But he owned a Rolls Royce and.
Dude,
completely forgot about it.
That is insane.
Oh, yeah. So he was 90, continuously 000. Paying.
He was paying the parking
That's
fee.
That's the bill, yeah. Oh, yeah. Man.
And so they would just take the car. Out,
he's like, someone, I've been paying $400.
Yeah, because someone, it was like a director of a movie or something, gifted him a Rolls Royce, but it was at a party.
And he totally forgot.
He drank too much and completely forgot about it.
Could you imagine?
But he did take the picture in front of it.
Yeah. Could you imagine owning a Rolls Royce and forgetting about it?
I wish I was faking.
I know.
Golly, that's nuts. Anyways, I thought you were gonna say like he had like he found like a long lost brother or something.
No, just a car.
I remember like you remember Bruce and Michael Buffer.
Oh yeah,
you've heard that story. You know the big like let's get ready to rumble and it's time. Guy so from
the
UFC.
UFC and the WWE, right?
No, boxing.
Yeah.
So these two guys are like, you know, the greatest announcers. Like it's the Ready to Rumble guy and the It's Time for UFC.
It's time. It's,
yeah, standing in the blue corner. Like it's insane.
You know what you're talking about?
They're iconic. But the thing is, they had already established their careers, and one day this guy sees Michael Buffer or Bruce Buffer. I can't remember which one it was, but he's like, he has my same last name.
Oh.
Calls his dad. And he's like, do I have a brother? He says, yeah, you do. And it turns out they didn't know each other until they were 30, 40 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And they found each other. They literally went into the same line of field, became iconic in their sport. And like, and now they're like, you know, they're great brothers and friends.
Now they go on picnics.
Yeah, they do.
The dad's also an announcer, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I think I heard a story of the UFC guy like had his vocal cords modified to sound like his dad. I feel like he was like a boxer.
You can do that? Interesting.
Yeah, of course you can.
I want to do that.
How did that girl in London do it?
Oh,
the Chinese accent, yeah.
Just got to get hit in the head.
Nature versus nurture, right?
Mm.
Crazy.
Oh, weird? What if while in a coma, she was having conversations with somebody? Like you transport somewhere else.
Or aliens transported another person's psyche inside of her brain.
Ooh.
Maybe she's that guy in the hoodie on the plane.
Dude, all the stories are connecting.
They are.
Oh, okay. That's
I'm
it.
Scared.
That's it. Episode 47
in the books, baby.
Boop, boop, boop.
Make sure to like and subscribe. Don't like. I mean, I
like the YouTube
help.
Video.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Just make sure to comment, review, share it with the pod.
Five stars.
Yep. Share it with a friend.
The other day, I opened up the email that shows all the reviews, and it was like 20 reviews. Nice. In like a day.
Yeah. Nice.
And it was awesome.
That really helps us. The reviews really help us, guys. So hit those 5 stars if you like it. Best show around as far as I'm concerned. And also go to ninjasofbutterflies.com, sundaycoolswag.com. Get yourself some ninja merch
while it's hot. Comment, what should we talk about next podcast?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, give us some suggestions.
Although we're going to film it before we see the comments. We'll talk about
it. Go to the Instagram. We're going to always post,
what should they
post
comment?
Some more questions
what should they
on
comment,
there.
Though? They need
the Hogwarts thing?
Yeah, what do you guys think that, which house do you think all of us would be in?
Are we correct in our choices? And then which one are you?
Yeah.
Or is witchcraft a sin and we should avoid watching Harry Potter?
Yeah. Also, should we do the Enneagram, yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it again. I want to do it.
Okay, love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
beautiful creatures. I said, empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
Ninjas are dead!
Next podcast, I got something crazy for you guys.
I'm excited. We're doing that on Monday or Tuesday?
Tuesday.
No. Yes.
It's crazy, though. I heard it today. I'm like, I so badly want to talk.
Please press the following digits. No additional charges apply.
Three, two. Come on.
What is happening?
They just don't want to talk to you.
I was just going
to
be like, hey, you guys have a lost and found, a left a bag there.
Oh my gosh.